Okay, we're on Chof Aleph on the Aleph, the bottom. Omer of Yehud, Omer Shmuel. Eid v'dayim mitstarfin. You have a star that was validated by three dayonim, and now when the malva goes to collect it, the lova says that the whole thing is mezuyif. It's a forgery. So all you need, what's it called, Shmuel said, is to have one aide testify on his signature, and one of the dayonim testify on the henpik, on the validation, and they're mitzarif together to be considered two aidim on the star. Omer Rami Bar Choma kama mal yohosh maisa. Rami Bar Choma praised this halacha. Omer Rava, my mal yusa. What's the mile of it? What's the praise? The komasid sada, amai the komasid sada lo komasid dayona. They can't be mitzarif. They're not testifying on the same thing. We said that when the aid is made on his signature, he's not really made on his signature. He's telling us that the star, the halva took place. He's not testifying on the star per se. He's testifying again on what happened. And the dayan, on the other hand, can't testify what happened. He wasn't there. He can only testify in the shtar. So it comes out that the aid is being made on the occurrence, the halva, and the dayan is being made on the shtar. So they can't be mitzarif. They're made two different things. Each one is only one aid. Umaydikom masid dayan, lokom masid sada. Eloki also Rami Bar Yecheskel Omar lo titzainu lahani kloli dekayel Yehuda ochi. When Rami Bar Yecheskel came, he said to what's it called, don't listen to these things that my brother Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. That was of Yehuda ben Yecheskel, and this is Rami Bar Yecheskel. So he said, my brother says things in the name of Shmuel, don't pay any attention to them. Right? A lot of time he gets them wrong. So Rashi. Aid the dayan, star shekosu bo henpik. The chosmu ad dayanim al henpik yishlo. You have a star, it was validated by three dayanim. Lachers man kshotziu hamal v'ligvos ir halov v'lomra mezuyifu. The lova said the whole thing's a forgery. The dayanim never signed it, the aidim never signed it, the malva made up the whole thing himself. Ubo echad made the ashtar v'heid aksav yado. So one of the aidim came and testified on his ksav yad. The echad min hadayoyin hey aksav yado mitstarfin lachshiron. One of the dayonim is me, and that he signed it. So now we have two edim on the shtar, and it's good to validate the shtar. So Mara says no, can't be. My dekom masid sada edi hashtar ma'idin amonish b'shtar k'rabbanan. We hold like the rabbanan that when a person is meyed on his signature, he's not meyed on his signature. He's not meyed on the shtar. He's meyed on what happened. He's now reiterating to us that he saw what happened. And the Mela, what's it called? We said before, you only need, therefore, two Edim, what's it called? You don't need two Edim on each signature, because they're not made on the signatures. The two Edim are being made on what happened. So you only need one Ed on each signature. Six signatory only has to be made on his own thing, because they together, they're mitzarif on what happened. That's like the Rabbanan. Okay? And then Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that they're being made on the, what's it called, on the, on their signatures, and therefore you need two on each signature, but we don't hold like that. So therefore, when an aide comes and says, this is my signature, what he's saying basically is, I'm telling you the loan took place. When the dayan comes and says it's his signature, he's basically telling you the shtar is okay. He doesn't know what took place, so they're being made on two different things. They can't be mitzarif. Rav Yehuda achva the Rami Bar Yecheskel havi. Rav Yehuda was the brother of Rami Bar Yecheskel. Ikla Rabbinai Achva de Rabchia Bar Abba Lemizban Shumshimi. Right, Rabbinai, the brother of Rabchia Bar Abba, went to sell sesame seeds. Va'omar, and while he was going, he reported the following halacha. Va'omar Hachi Omar Shmuel Eid V'dayim Mitzdartim. Just like Rami Bar Yecheskel said, they're just like Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Yehuda Bar Yecheskel said the name of Shmuel. That aid the die in mitzarfe. Omra Meimer kamamalio hashmaisa, and a Meimer praised it, just like before. Who praised it? Romi Bar Chama praised it. Now Meimer said the same thing, praised it also. Omer Le Ravashi La Meimer Mishum De Kalsa Vua De Imach, right? Because your mother's father, who was Romi Bar Chama, praised this, right? At Nami Mekalsa, you're also praising it, right? Kvar Pircha Rava. Rava already said there's nothing to praise over here because it's not true. The aid and the dayan aren't mitzvarif. Rashi, ikla rabbanoy lemizmishum shemi garsinan. The lo garsinan di ikla. Right, this maisa has nothing to do with what the Amoraim said before this, because they're not current to each other. They didn't live concurrently. The lo garsinan le gabon. The lav Rami amra. Rami didn't say this. That when Rabbanai, the brother of Rav Chiya bar Abba, came to sell shum shemi. Diyef Shalomer came. Sha'omar Rami Eduzu ala Meimer, Ravashi. It's impossible that Rami said this Edus of something that happened to a Meimer Ravashi. Sha Ravashi Kamedorus Ayachrav. Because Ravashi was a few generations after Rami. So it's not shy that he was telling you something that happened a few generations later. The Amrina Bikadush and Yom Shemes Rav Yehuda Noled Rava. The day that Rav Yehuda died, Rava was born. Yom Shemes Rava Noled Ravashi. So it's impossible that that they're reporting what they saw. It's separate mice that happened generations later. Avua de Imach Rami Bar Chama. Amemer's maternal grandfather was Rami Bar Chama. Okay. Omer of Safra, Omer of Abba, Omer of Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa, Omer of Huna, Va'amri lo, Omer of Huna, Omer Rav. Okay, so some say that Rav Safra said in the name of Rav Abba, who said in the name of Yitzchak bar Shmuel, and who said in the name of Rav Huna. And some say that Rav Huna said it in the name of Rav. Shlosha Shiyosh v'lekayim es hashtar. The three people who sit as a beizdin to validate a shtar. Shnai makirim chasimos yidei edim, ve'echad eino makir. Two of them recognize the signatures of the Edim, so they can testify that they know that these are their signatures, and one of them doesn't. Now, normally they don't have to recognize it. Usually you have two Edim come and be made, or the Edim themselves come and be made, this is our signature. Or two other Edim come and say that we know this is their signature. And then the three Dayanim validate the Shtar based on this Edim. But over here, two of them know it on their own. Right? And one of them doesn't know. So, ad shelo chosmu me'idim b'fana v'chosin. Before they signed, in other words, before anybody signs, they have to be made in front of the third one and tell him, we know this is so-and-so's signature, and then the three of them can sign. Misha chosmu, if they already signed, ein me'idim b'fana v'chosin. Then they can't testify anymore because they signed on a sheker. Because what they signed is, three of us sat here, and we validated the shtar, because we know the chasim ha'sa'idim is not true. One of them didn't know. He only knew after they signed. So Mara says, so one second, so therefore, but mashma, you can write that though. You can write it, you just can't, they have to testify before they sign. Before they sign, that says, right, that we were sitting three together and we validated the shtar because we know who the Edim are, right? You can write that. But you can't sign on it until the two are made in front of the one. But write it, you could write it. Mora says, umikasdinan, how could you even write it? Forget about don't sign it yet. How could you write it? The Omar Rapapai Mishmei the Rava, Hai Asharta the Daini, the nichtav mikamid the nechavu sahade achasimas yodayu, right? If you have a henpik, a validation of dayonim, that was written before the edim were made on their signature, psula, because you're writing something's a sheker, the merzik a shikra, it looks like a sheker. How can you write that we validated the shtar because they came before us and were made when it's not true? They didn't come before you anyway. You can't even write the thing because Merzik is Shikra. Right? That's why in a shtar, a ksuba, right? So it says in the ksuba, the kanino, we made a kinyan. You can't write that until you make the kinyan. It's only after you make the kinyan you can write that. Otherwise, it's mechzik kashikra. Okay. Ela ema ad shelo kosvu me'idin b'fanei v'chosei. Right? They, before they write it, they have to testify in front of the other one, and then they can write that. They can't even write it before. Not only they can't sign it. Misha kosvu ein me'idin b'fanei v'chosei. But if they already wrote it, they can't do that because the shtar is no good. They have to write it again. They have to first testify and then write it. Rashi, the kaim shlosha shiyoshu vezin, the kaim ashtar, ubelo hados edim shiyoidu aksav yodam. Two of the dayanim didn't need to hear from edim to corroborate their signatures. They recognized the signatures. The vishad dayanim asu makirinosa, hashnayim makirinosa, the echadeno makir. Two of the dayanim did recognize the signatures and one didn't. Ad shelo chosmu hashnayim alahenpik, before the two that recognized it signed. They have to be made in front of the third one that they recognize the signatures. And now he recognizes them too, because two Adim told him that's okay. Then Ma'idin Lefnashli, she says, Zeo Ksavyon, Shulach Asumin. V'chosei mimohem amashikosvin ashrenua v'kaimenua l'shtara dinan. We validated this star. He can then sign on that. The most of Tauta, three, we sat as three, Dishtimodona de Chasimus Yondasario, and we were informed, or we knew that these are the Chasimus Adim. It's true now. Two of them knew it on their own, and one of them knows it because two Adim told them that's his signature. Misha Chosmoy Adim, the Chasima Kamaisa Beshikrahavi. But if they signed already, and they signed, three of us sat and we know the signatures, at this point, the third one didn't know. So when they signed it, they signed on a sheker. Right? The lav tauta havi diyadi. There weren't three people who knew, only two of them knew at that point. So if they signed it, they signed it for sheker. They can't do that. Umikasvina mashroidi de bitmiya. Can you even write that? Forget about don't sign it. He can't even write it before it happens. The chikodim shneiskayim lefnei shloshton yichtevu b'mosav tauta avina v'shtemodonik. How could you write such a thing with a sheker? You can't say we sat down three and we all know the things and it didn't happen yet. So you can't even write it until it happens. Asharta loshen chosik. Right? Asharta means something, you strengthen something by validating it. Shemachazkim es ashtar v'kosin ashrelui. We validated the shtar. Okay. The nichtevu a star that was written before the Adim were made on their signature, and you wrote the Asharta is a sheker. Ad shelo he'idu ha'edim aksav yodam kosvu adayonim b'mosav tal to havina the nafik shtore dein mekadmona, the star came before us vasidu ploni uploni achasimus yodayu, and so and so testified on their signature, right, vashrinu v'kamin, and we validated. You can't even write that until it happens. First, the Adam has to be made, and then you can do it. Okay. Let's go on. Shema mina tlas. So from this halacha, we learn three things. Shema mina eid nasadayim. That an aid who's made on the shtar can also be a dayim. Because over here, two of them are made to the third dayim, and they sit down and become dayonim. So the fact that they're Edim does not prevent them from also being Dayanim. Second, Ushma Mino, Dayanim Hamakirin Chasimus Yedei Edim, Ein Tzrichim Lohay Bifneim. The two who recognize the signature don't have to have Haggadus Edis to be made one in front of the other that this is a signature. Just their knowing it is good enough. Right? Lo Tehei Shmiya Gedolda Miriya. They know it. They don't have to have somebody testify in front of them that it's that this is the somebody's edus. Knowing it is enough. They don't have to say anything. There's not to be a haggadus edus on the from for these two. Ushma mina dayanim sheim makirim chasimus shidei edim tzrichim lahayid b'fnei kol echad ve'echad. And we also learn from here that if dayanim don't know, then you have to be meyed. What's it called in front of those dayanim? Okay. Tzirashi. Eid nasadayin shari yashnayim heidu ala chasimus. Two of them were edim on the signature. On the signatures for the third one, and yet they should still be dayanim, right? Tomorrow or Sunday, we'll learn the sugya of eid nasa dayim. We'll discuss why an eid can't be a dayim, when he can't be a dayim, or whatever. But for now, let's keep it the way it is. Okay, for there is a shita that ain't eid nasa dayim, at least by certain kinds of eidus, and here you see an eid could be a dayim. least by here it could be. Tzrichim lahoy b'fnei kol echad ve'echad, shim ha'idu b'fnei ha'shnayim, ein ha'gimel yochel lachtum. If two witnesses came and were made in front of two of the dayanim, that this is the ksav yad of the edim, then the third one can't sign. He has to hear that edus. He can't rely on the other two, because if he could, then if the first two know it on their own, it's as if there was hagadas edus. And they can tell the other one, we know it, and he can sign on it. No, that won't help. They have to be made in front of him. Okay. They can't just tell him what's it called, sign, we know who it is. They have to get up and say, Haggadah Seydus. Okay, Simura says, no, you can't learn all three things from there. Simura says, Dilma, Bishlomer, Maskif Lor Ravashi. Ravashi said, Bishlomer, Eid Nasadayin Shem. I agree with you. That Eid Nasadayin, you see from here clearly. Otherwise, if an aid can't be a dayan, these two aidim, these two dayanim who were made on the chasima to the third one can't be dayanim. But they could. So you see, aid nasa dayan, at least by kiyum shtaris. Ela dayanim hamakirim chasima shidei aidim, ein tzrichim lahoyed bifnehim, dilma la'olam ein malach tzrichim. But that which you want to learn from here, that dayanim, who, what's it called, know the signature of the aidim, don't have to have Haggadah Seydus in front of them. Maybe that's not true. Maybe really you do. Even though the Dayanim know the signature, somebody has to get up and be made. Okay? The Shani Hocha, the Kamakaimi Haggadah Bechad, they are made. In other words, Enechanami, they don't get up one in front of the other and say, I know this is the Eidus in front of the two, but they're being made in front of the third one. So that helps. It's as if they're being made in front of themselves. When they say to the third one, we testify that this is the signature of these Eidim, so they testify in front of themselves also. But if all the Eidim would know the signatures, and nobody gets up and says anything, that wouldn't be good. But once they're being made for the third one, that helps for them too. But if all three know, somebody has to say something. They have to get up and give Haggadah Seydus. They can't just know it. They have to say it. V'dayonim she'im makirim chasimus shidei edim srichim lahoyed b'fnei kol echad ve'echad. That also, I don't see you learn from that. That if dayonim, dil mala olamei malach ein srichim. Maybe that dayonim that don't know the signatures. So then Edom have to come and be made in front of all three. It won't help to be made only in front of two of them. Because you see that even though two of them know, they still have to be made in front of the third one. Okay? Zemar says, no, maybe not. Dilmala olamei malach ein shrichim. Really, if two of the Dayanim know the signature, they don't have to. If Edom come and are made, they can be made in front of two of the Dayanim, and those two can say, Edom came before us and told us. And the third one can sign. But over here, there was no Haggadah. Because the two who knew didn't know it because of Haggadah Seydus, they knew it because they knew it. So if there's no Haggadah Seydus, then there's not going to be any Haggadah Seydus here. But in a case where two Edim came and were made in front of two of the Dayanim, maybe that helps for the third one too. But where nobody's made, where the two who knew it on their own, if they're not going to be made in front of the third one, there's no Haggadah Seydus, so then they have to be made in front of the third one. Okay, Rashi. Dilma la'olam tzrichim lahoyed. She'ein edus ala yedei Haggadah Seydus. Haggadah Seydus has to be, you have to say something. It can't be just you know it. Okay. V'shani hocha dekomakai mehaggadah b'fnei hayochid she'ein umakir. But here there is Haggadah Seydus. The same way that they're testifying to the third one, they're testifying to themselves also. So there is Haggadah Seydus. But if all three would know, wouldn't be good. They'd have to get up and two of them would have to be made in front of the third one that they know. And that way it would help. Right? Over here, if there was, if all three knew, then there wouldn't be any Haggadah at all. But now they were mekayim the Haggadah by testifying to the third one. Okay. So therefore, Ravashi, said that you can't really learn all of these three halachas from this case. You can only learn one of them, that Eid Nasa Dayin. Okay, Mr. Hashem, on Sunday we'll go through the end over here of Eid Nasa Dayin. We'll see, first of all, two different sheetahs. Why ain't Eid Nasa Dayin, or yes, and in what Eidus can an Eid be a Dayin or not? And also we'll see a little bit about Haggadah Eidus. When do we say Lotesh Re'iya Gedola Mishmiya? That seeing something is good enough. You don't have to have Haggadah Eidus. If the whole Beis Din saw something, they don't have to have people being made. And here it's not like that. That knowing is not enough. You have to have Haggadah Eidus.